Arizona's immigration crisis.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced a new border plan yesterday. Did it alongside Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State for the U.S., as a matter of fact. But will it make a difference? Well, Alejandro Mayorkas started off by acknowledging something that Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly, as well as many Republican members of Arizona's Washington delegation, have been saying for months now, and that is that a border rush is likely when the Title 42 COVID-19 policy expires May 11th. And Secretary Mayorkas had a warning for those considering making the trek to America's border.
The smugglers' propaganda is false. Let me be clear. Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
And at the same time that CBP personnel in Yuma were telling the media, including our own Taylor Tassler, about the dangers of crossing the desert in the heat, Mayorkas was basically saying that his new program may mitigate a fresh spike in illegal entries because of what people will find when they get to the border.
Those who arrive at our border and do not have a legal basis to stay will have made the journey, often having suffered horrific trauma and having paid their life savings to the smugglers only to be quickly removed.
Yeah, and speaking of being removed, a press release that came out of the Department of Homeland Security says that DHS conducted over 1.2 million expulsions, removals, and returns in only the first half of fiscal year 2023. And by the way, those numbers are up quite a bit from previous years. But as he announced these plans, there's still a little bit of fuzziness in the details. We do know that he is going to open new facilities in Central and South America. I say he, like he's going to actually go down there and build them. Yeah. Department of Homeland Security, along with the Department of State, is going to be opening new facilities in Central and South America to process asylum seekers. But he's also ordering his agency to allow thousands of additional migrants to enter the U.S. legally.
The whole model is to reach the people where they are, to cut the smugglers out, and to have them avoid the perilous journey that too many do not make.
And one of the things that we talked about yesterday with Senator Kyrsten Sinema here on Arizona's Morning News, he didn't really address, and neither does this outline of this new plan, and that is any kind of a remedy for the years-long backlog that we have in resolving asylum cases. It is 10 years for some people that are arriving now before they will actually get a court date to see a judge. After 10 years, would you have any motivation to go and see a judge, the possibility of being kicked out of the United States? I don't know. But we'll see if these processing centers in Guatemala and Colombia that are supposed to be opening very soon and then in other countries in the near future are going to make a difference with people. Mayorkas estimating about 5,000 to 6,000 people per month will be processed through these centers, and that, quote, this is a process that will scale up over time.